Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I'm here.
What's going on, Joseph?
Are we on?
I have no clue.
Oh, well, we should start talking like we're on. It's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock and we got to rock.
Yeah, so let's get to it.
I'm going to have to listen to one ear on my computer just, you know, to make sure we're on. Yeah, you know what tonight is? The big NFL poker game.
Well, not too big for me and not too big for my Cowboys nation, but plenty of fun for other teams in the league.
You won't persuade me.
2008 draft class was a bust. 2009 draft class was a bust. I'm hoping with this 18th pick tonight that we actually draft the general manager.
Well, we're on. So I just turned on my speaker a little bit just to make sure. But it's interesting. This is supposed to be a draft with a lot of depth, not with big superstars, but with a lot of talent. And we're not going to see, I don't think, any big trades like last year for RG3, but you never know.
Yes, hello?
Got disconnected. It's going to be one of those nights.
This is not looking good.
But I'll tell you, you know, just the concept of the NFL draft is odd. You know, it's one of these things that's been around so long, you accept.
Sorry, the person you are trying to reach does not have a valid voice mailbox on our system. Goodbye.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. Maybe the system's down here with Blog Talk. I have no idea, but nobody can get through.
Hello? Hey, it's me. I guess we got disconnected again. I was trying to get back on.
Yeah, the lady just, as soon as I speak, she comes back on goodbye.
If I get disconnected again, I'm going to give it a break for a few minutes. Unreal. But, yeah, it looks like they're getting ready for the first pick, and the fans gave a mixed response to Commissioner Roger Goody Two-Shoes. But I'll tell you, like, if you really think about it, the NFL draft is a restraint of free trade. Because think about it. You know, when you were coming out of high school, you know, getting ready to enter the workforce, and you had a career in mind, and, like, you know, anything, and they tell you, no, there's going to be a draft, and we're going to tell you where you have to work, you know?
Right.
It really, if you think about it, it's, you know, I mean, the thing is, I don't feel too bad for the guys in the draft, because they're getting well compensated, and if you're a star, you could say, hey, I'm not going to play there. But, you know, the media and the fans portray guys who rebel against the draft, like Eli Manning and John Elway, et cetera, et cetera. They always portray them like selfish jerks. But actually, I can't disagree with what doing that. I just can't disagree with it.
I mean, it's a great job. I understand that the Chiefs already have a pick in order. Were they going with the left tackle I heard from reports earlier? I'm not sure if they picked yet because I'm at work, so I can't even see the
Okay. Now, I actually heard they liked the kid from Central Michigan, which, boy, I can't remember the last time there was a guy from a non-BCS school as the first pick in the draft. But there's also the tackle from A&M.
Hello?
Excuse me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I can't hear you at all.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, I haven't. I can't. I happen to have someone else called in and listened to the program, and I can hear you through their cell phone.
What's going on tonight?
I don't know. It's crazy because I'm talking on the phone here, and you can hear me, but I can't hear you at all.
That it seems like you can, but I believe you. Wow, that's trippy.
I hear you on a cell phone. I'm talking through my phone, but I'm listening through a cell phone.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for joining us. And quite naturally, Jeff, I interrupt you. I don't know what you were talking about, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about, you know, how I think the draft is a restraint of free trade, you know? And we were just speculating on who the Chiefs were going to start it off with.
Well, supposedly, the talk is for the last day, or especially heat up to today, is that the guy Fisher from Central Michigan, I think he's from Fisher, is supposed to be going first. Well, it's the draft. The number one pick is Andy Reid. Until the person is picked, there's no guarantee of who's going. So, we'll see what happens.
And I'm sure there'll be a stat. I'm curious, when's the last time the first pick in the draft was from a non-BCS school?
What's that?
I'm curious when the last time the first pick in the draft was from a non-BCS school.
That's true. I don't know that,
Jeff. The kid from Central Michigan, he's supposed to be a late bloomer. He came into college at 235 pounds, and he's been filling out over the past 4 years. And the thing is, yeah, of course, Central Michigan, you know, it's in the MAC conference. It's Division I, but not BCS. But he helped himself a lot by playing well in the games against the better opponents and looking great at the Senior Bowl and the Combine. So he did everything he could to help himself.
That's true.
What is his stats? You said he came in at 235. What is he weighing now?
Yeah. Oh, I think he's got to be three bills or close to it by now. And he looks lean, you know, but he looks like he's got quick feet and hands, and that's what they like, you know.
That's true. If you took the lag, guys, it's because I'm trying to
listen to you and talk to you at the same time, and I'm doing it from two different devices. I'm not doing it from the same phone. So bear with me. I don't know why, but it is what it is. I got a call from the 301. Let me bring in this caller and see what we got here. Caller from the 301, welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and tell us what you got to say.
What's up, Slim? How y'all doing? What's up, Black? What's up, Jeff? How y'all doing? What y'all talking about?
Cal, let me tell you something. You got you must be a phantom because you got so many phone numbers that I see come popping up here. I don't even recognize this one, so I have no idea who this was. I thought it was some other caller, not you. So, I mean, it's cool, but I just like, okay.
What's going on? Well,
we were talking about the Cowboys drafting the general manager with their 18th pick tonight.
Good luck with that. Jerry ain't going to have that. Jerry ain't having that. That's the one thing. I'm going to tell you, that's the one thing I respect about Jerry Jones. That is his team. That is his team, and he's going to spend his money how he want to do it. I respect that.
I understand what you're saying, but I think Jerry's being a little stubborn. And, he still signs the checks, and I respect that. But I think he needs to bring in a football man because – he hasn't been getting it done. I think he needs to hire a GM. And he he'll still call the shots. He'll still be involved. It's his team. I dig it. But, you know, no other owner is the GM.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jerry's not a bum. I mean, he's not a dummy. But it's a full-time job. And he's got other full-time jobs, you know, his oil business and everything else, you know. It's a full-time job.
Well, history tells us that if you're an owner and trying to do the GM job, it's not too successful for the most part. I mean, he had early success because of who he had as a coach. But lately over the last quite a few years, he's been running the helm and things have been shaky. And because I said
I'll tell you again, his 2008 draft was a bust, and his 2009 draft was a bust. I don't know how much more I can take here.
And the big news in the New York area especially, but I guess, you know, throughout the football world, has been the Jets finally traded Darrell Revis. So they've got two first-round picks, the 9th and the 13th pick tonight. And, everybody wants to know, are they going to draft Johnny Lamb Jones? Are they going to draft Blair Thomas, you know? The thing is, fans like talking about the history. But those guys were so long ago. I mean, the scouts, the GMs responsible are long, long gone. So, as funny as that is, it's not really relevant. You got to focus on, like, the more recent bust, like Vernon Golston. That guy was a bust. Oh.
Yeah.
You wonder what they're going to do.
Okay, I think the pick is in. We'll soon. I'm looking at the NFL Network. You got a couple of guys dressed as Leon Sandcastle. unbelievable. It's crazy.
Maybe the Jets will draft him.
Where do you guys who do you guys think is going to draft Geno?
That's tough.
I think draft Geno.
Tough.
Yeah, that's the main reason I'm watching the draft tonight.
Well,
you know, I normally don't watch. I want to see what Geno and EJ and Matt. I want to see where those guys go.
I don't think EJ Matt was going to get picked in the first.
Me neither. What was you saying, Jeff?
Oh, I like Geno, but he did not help himself the second half of last year. He's got a blooper reel for the second half of the season. And he's one of these guys, and, you know, hindsight's 20/20. He probably hurt himself by coming back for his senior year.
Right.
Know? And it's happened to other guys, and that's the risk you take. But then if you don't come back for the senior year, you hear, oh, we want a guy with a little more experience. So, you know, life's a risk, and he took that risk. And if he would have came out last year, he would have been a sure thing, a high pick. But maybe part of it was that there was two other excellent quarterbacks coming out last year. Who knows? I don't know what was behind his decision. But, when he's on, he looks good. But, he has his share of fumbles. And, late last season, he wasn't looking like a high draft pick. But
right.
He's a big crapshoot, you know. But almost all these guys are.
Yeah, he might. I don't think he's going top five, but I think he doesn't get outside. I don't think he get outside the top 20, 25. I think he'll be drafted anywhere around there. But not in the top five. I don't believe he'll go top five.
I'll go on the record now. Giants need a linebacker, but I don't want Mantaire Teo. I don't think he's got what it takes.
I think that's everybody saying that. I think I have talked to every fan from every team in the league, and everyone says the same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Giants may take him. I think that's talk that the Chicago Bears may take him, but you never know.
Yeah, the Bears or the Vikings.
That's fine. And if he sticks around, maybe the Ravens, that's fine. Anywhere but New York. I got nothing against the guy,
don't make a stop
but
in
I don't
DC.
Think he's the right guy. He's not the right guy for the Giants.
Yeah, please don't make a stop in D.C.
He's the perfect guy for D.C.
No.
Griffin.
He looked better with a star on his helmet.
He's the perfect guy for South Beach, for Greenwich Village.
What better couple can you get than Fayal and Robert Griffin?
No. We never had a Seau, you know. We didn't have a Seau.
Didn't have a Seau?
No, we didn't have Junior. No. No. Oh. I think the best place for him is, you know, Vikings. You know, the Cowboys. You know, the Cowboys, you know, they're America's team. You know, America is getting, you know, more all in love with each other now, you know. No, very expressive.
This past year, this past week, I did see something. There's a kicker who came out as gay, and I think he graduated last year. He's trying to get an invitation to camp. So I don't know the guy's name. He was a good kicker from a small school. Yeah, I saw the story earlier this week, you know, he might be the first openly gay player. I mean, thing is, kickers coming from a small school isn't a big deal like some of the other positions. And,
right.
You know, but pretty much most players don't consider kickers and punters to be real players, you know. But
whatever,
he could be the first one, you know.
Well, what do you guys think about this first pick? You think any
no surprise to me, Eric Fisher. There was no surprise.
I'm already hearing slaps in the locker room. Go kick the ball. So.
Yeah, the kicker's name is Alan Gendreau from Middle Tennessee State.
Okay.
And, you know, I give him credit. He did have guts coming out because a lot of these guys, you know, they'll do anything. You know, lie, whatever, to cover up. But, you know, he had the guts to come out. It does take some guts, so.
Well, Jeff, answer me this. How long ago did he come out? Did he just recently do this, or what's up with that?
I think he came out when he was still in college.
Okay.
But I guess it didn't get a lot of publicity because, small school.
Right. Okay, well, how did you learn about this? Did it show up on the Internet or Facebook or
I
what?
Yeah, it was on Facebook, and I think maybe it might have even been on some of the sports sites like ESPN.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. A little less than 4 minutes, and the Jaguars are going to be picking. You think Andy Reid is making a statement with this pick, or what, guys?
Yeah, he made a big statement. You know, I mean, because when he was at Philly, he didn't mind taking the controversial pick. You know what I mean? So he knows some talent, especially a quarterback, and he did not pick up Geno. They did not like him. They ain't like him.
You don't take Geno number one. Are you crazy?
No, I don't think Geno number one. No, heck no. Heck no. No, I don't think he number one. He think he number one. You know what I'm saying? But no, I think he, you know what? I don't even think he's better than Barkley.
Oh, man. I don't even think he's
better than Barkley.
Wow. That's making a statement. I think he's better than Barkley, but I think there's two surprise quarterbacks that I think are going to come out of this. And one of them, you guys heard of before. I don't know if you guys heard of the other one. One of the DJ Manuel, I think he's going to
be a
very good quarterback. And the other one is from, I think he's played in NC State, is Mike Glennon.
The 6'7" quarterback. Those guys usually don't work out too well, even though we do have a 6'6" quarterback up there in the wing and Ryan Mallett, but that's right in the shop right now. But
isn't that boy from the Ravens? Isn't he like 6'5"?
Which one?
Flacco. He's tall.
Flacco.
He's tall. Yeah. The rookie, or well, he's not a rookie anymore. If you second year in Philly, he's tall, I think.
Yeah, Foley. Yeah, he's pretty tall. He's like 6'5", yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, since an offensive tackle went number one on the board, off the board, do you think the Jaguars are going to follow suit and pick up? Now I forget his name. It drew a freaking blank. Tell me what the
It doesn't even matter who the Jaguars pick. They need everything. It don't even matter.
Well,
even if you know, they could pick, they could draft an attitude. They could draft a coach. They could even draft a new mascot, new color. Nah, not new colors. That teal need to go. But I like them in the all black. But
they did reveal some new uniforms this week.
Yeah,
huh?
I was just gonna mention
they revealed some new uniforms this week.
They did.
Yeah, them and the gay fish from the Dolphins, and I forgot.
I do not like that new logo for the Dolphins.
Looks like a gay fish.
Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do down there. You know, they got like this new showbiz kind of owner, but you know, they just got to win some games. They don't need to mess around too much. Just start winning some ball games. They'll start putting some butts in the seats.
Luke Choco. So far, they followed two offensive tackles off the board. The two top offensive tackles are off the board. So far, the script is being followed. We'll see what happens with the number three pick for the Oakland Raiders. You know, there's always some crazy things that happen with the Raiders and picking, even though they have a new regime with Reggie McKenzie heading that up. We'll see what happens with the Raiders and who they decide to pick. Are they going
to go on the
offensive side of the ledger, or are they
going to
go on the defense side? Any thoughts from you guys? I'll go to
Black first. I have no clue what the Raiders will do. The Raiders are always a wild card in drafts. I have no clue what they'll do with this stuff.
Jeff?
You know, I forget the guy's name. I heard there's a corner the Raiders like.
Hayden?
Yeah, that's the guy. I mean, the Al Davis year is over, but there still might be some of his disciples there. You know, Al was one of these guys who seemed in his later years be more interested in publicity than talent. But the Raiders like corners. Al was big on corners. And, you know, towards the end of their winning era, he put together Lester Hayes and Mike Haynes, probably one of the best corner duos in the league. In league history, he likes his corners. You never know.
Well, right now the Raiders are on the clock. There was talk that the Raiders
you know,
may.
Al Davis was so crazy. He's probably wherever he is now trying to get in touch to make a pick.
He probably got it written in a will or a trust or something, how they supposed to pick.
Yeah, I mean, he was nuts. He used to call up on the sidelines to call plays.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you guys heard about the story that Warren Sepe said that at times he would come down the night before and change the playbook for that weekend. They completely screwed the guys up because whatever was the game plan up until then was changed the night before. That's utter stupidity, but it's Al Davis, and no one could stop him from doing what he wanted to do with the team. He was stuck in his ways. It was a good, bad thing that he passed away. It's a good thing for the team. You know, he can go in a different direction. Reggie McKenzie, I think he's got a firm hold on what he wants to do. I think Al Davis, his son, is giving him full reign and not doing the things that Al Davis did to spite in the team. So we'll see if they draft somebody in the third position. I know there was talk that they may trade down or some teams would trade up to the third position with the Raiders. And so the Raiders can pick up some more picks because, you know, that Carson Palmer fiasco took a lot of draft picks away from them, and they need to do things to recoup. So this may be one of the years they do it. This may not be. We'll wait and see in about 4 minutes what the Raiders do. I have a list of, and I'm not calling any of these guys busts, but there's a list of 10, starting from 10. I don't know if any of you guys remember Todd Marinovich.
He was a bum.
Speaking of the Raiders,
It was Todd Marijuanovich. That was his name.
He was the 24th pick in 1991, and quite naturally, he didn't last too long. He did like his Mary Jane. And he was a very big bust, and that's only number 10. And it just so happened that it happens to be the Raiders who's on the clock now, and Todd Marinovich was drafted by the Raiders. Number 9. I know you guys remember this one. I know Matt, unfortunately, probably remembers this guy, who was drafted by the Lions in 2003, second draft. The wide receiver. That's the one that apparently Matt Miller was the head of the Lions, and he was based on having a bunch of wide receivers each draft. And this is one of the ones he drafted. And that would be a total.
They are showing the Raiders picks. And then the next player selected after they pick, every one of the players they picked after they pick are good players.
DJ Spiller.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Joker.
Don't you guys remember this? I know you guys remember.
The selection of Eric Fisher from Central Michigan. The last player from the MAC to go that high was Byron Leftwich with the 7th pick in 2003.
Yeah, but I don't think there's ever been a number one from the MAC. Well, no, and I'm not even sure how long the MAC has been around. I mean, I don't think it's one of the older conferences. But that's you know, it's an honor for the MAC.
First,
you know,
he's their first number one pick ever from the MAC.
Because usually, you know, early in the draft, it's the big-time conferences, you know. But, hey, plenty of good players have come from the MAC. I mean, you know, Leftwich got off to a decent start. His career cooled off. Roethlisberger from the MAC. Who's that good pass rusher for the Dolphins all those years? Jason Taylor from the MAC, from Akron. I mean, plenty of good ballplayers have come from that conference.
Mm-hmm. How about this number 8 pick that I got in 1989. He was the second pick in that draft. He was drafted by the Colts. Blast from the past, Tony Mandridge.
And this is a real good one. Number seven, he was drafted number one in 1995 to the Bengals. Kajana Carter.
Oh,
his problem was injuries. That guy was always hurt. I mean, he was one of these guys. It was a shame you never got to see what he had in the NFL. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, we had him for like we had him for like a year, and he could just never get it going.
And I remember him finishing his career with the Redskins, and I got to give him some credit because at that point, you know, he probably had enough money to retire, but he still wanted to play, and he was a backup running back, and that was when Schottenheimer was coaching the Redskins, and Schottenheimer had a rule. Everybody, all the backups had to play special teams, and I remember seeing Kajana Carter, you know, covering a kick or a punt because I guess he still wanted to play. I mean, he didn't make much of an impact, but, hey, the effort was there.
Raiders haven't made the playoffs in 2000 since 2002.
But they have flirted with mediocrity. They had a couple of
eight
seasons recently.
The Raiders traded.
Get out of it.
They traded the pick to the Dolphins.
Hey, that's smart. Raiders need some bodies.
That's very
smart.
Good for the Raiders because the Raiders haven't drafted a Pro Bowl player in 9 years.
So that means the Dolphins are going to be probably picking an offensive tackle up here. Probably Lane Johnson or Sharif Floyd, one of the two.
Lane Johnson, isn't that The Rock?
Wow, that's we'll see what happens. The Raiders and the Dolphins are picking when? Dolphins are picking what? When are the Dolphins picking?
They're picking right now. They're picking third, but they had the 12th pick.
Okay.
They haven't said what, you know, how they gonna swap. They just said it's a trade.
Right. Well, if the third pick, I can guarantee you the Raiders are getting two picks out of this. They're not just getting one pick. They're getting two picks out of this. So They're probably getting the Dolphins
second round,
and probably getting a fourth or fifth round pick, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So. We'll see what happens with this one. This interview should be pretty interesting. But in the meantime, I've never heard of this guy. This is number six in the draft. This guy pick 26. Hold on. Let's see what this pick is first.
Lane. Deion Jordan, damn!
Wow!
Get the hell out of here!
Wow!
Woo!
Wow! Dolphins, the first stunner of the night. Wow! Well, your thoughts, guys? Right off the top of your head, what's your thoughts about this pick? Anybody.
I think it's a good pick, but he's a good player, but third? No, I don't think he was third. I think they were trying to beat out somebody.
Well, it definitely did. Now, what thoughts you have, Jeff, or Black?
I didn't think he was considered top 10 material.
Exactly.
But to be a high pick, all you need is one team to like you. I guess he impressed the Dolphins.
Wow, Deion Jordan, that's
what
do you think about that, Black?
I don't know. You guys sound pretty excited. I think I should be excited, too.
Nah, I'm not excited. I'm shocked. I'm not excited, dog. I'm shocked. If I had to jump up to third and I needed, a player of his caliber, I would have took Barcavius Mingo before I took this dude.
Wow. Wow, I'm stunned. I'm stunned. Is this at the end?
the number three pick.
Yeah.
They consider him that well. Yeah, apparently they did. They made a trade. All right. The Raiders got a number one and a number two for that pick. The Raiders got a number 12 selection in the first round, and they also got the 42nd pick in the second round.
I told you they gave up that second pick.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yep.
That's a lot. Raiders got over on that one.
Maybe they'll redraft Jamarcus Russell. He's trying to make a comeback.
What's that?
Maybe they'll try to redraft Jamarcus Russell. He's trying to make a comeback.
Wow. That's crazy. Unbelievable. You know what? I have a brother that's a Miami Dolphin fan. I wonder what he's thinking right now. Of that pick.
Wow. I am not feeling this logo, young.
That's a gay fish, man.
I know. That joint look real fruity. I mean, it don't help that the colors look fruity already.
Come on, man. Stop.
Hey, man, I got to keep it real, man. I'm just saying.
I told you keep it real, but it can't be every one of these players are like that.
No, it's not the players. I'm just talking about the fish. I'm just talking about that dang old logo, man.
The Dolphins are trying to appeal to a different kind of audience, you know. You know, they got South Beach down there. You know, they're trying to, you know, be popular with a lot of different kind of people.
Well, no, they ain't gonna be. They can't mess with the Heat unless they win a Super Bowl. You know, the Heat got things on lockdown there.
You know, I don't think Miami's a great sports town. I just don't think it is for a few reasons. You know,
right.
A lot of people there are transplants. They didn't grow up there. And even if people grew up there, their parents and their grandparents didn't grow up there. And there's a lot of other stuff to do in Miami besides sports. I mean, there's a lot of good sports towns. I mean, I'm biased. I think the New York area is great. We got two teams in every sport, you know. You know, the rivals, Boston, Philly, D.C., good sports towns, Chicago, good sports towns. But then some of these other towns, especially the ones with a lot of new residents like Miami, Atlanta, L.A., you know, you don't get the same kind of loyalty.
You don't think so, huh, Jeff?
I don't think so. I really don't, you know. I mean, you know, my father was, you know, a Giant fan. So was my grandfather. You know, how many guys in Miami could say that, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Eagles on the clock now. To all of you NFC East lovers, I'm very interested in seeing what this new genius is going to do.
I think he might go star a little lately, but we'll see.
Who's on the clock now?
The Eagles.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to see what the Chipotle and company are going to be doing here.
And we're going to get a good fan reaction because the Eagle fans represent at the draft. They drive the 80 miles up to New York to be there. So we're going to hear about it one way or the other, what the Eagle fans think.
Yeah, let's see how they frock him in. Because they damn sure frocked Andy Reid in with some good booze when he picked Donovan.
They
wanted Ricky Williams that year.
Yeah, and it turned out to be a hell of a pick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look at what happened with, and I'm not saying it just because it's my team, the Houston Texans, when Charlie Cassidy picked Mario Williams rather than pick Reggie Bush, and everybody thought he was crazy, and it turns out he made the best move. When you look at it years down the road, he made the best move by picking Mario Williams over.
I thought that was a sellout pick. A lot of people thought, you know, that the league put him up to it, and shortly afterwards, he got a job with the league. because everybody thought that they wanted Reggie Bush in New Orleans, I guess, to help him out after the hurricane, you know, to put some fans in the seats.
Right. Right. But
and
knowing Cassidy, that's how Cassidy operate, you know? He gonna make the best pick regardless of what everybody thinks.
And
he always has.
You know,
he did that with us.
I believe the hype on Reggie Bush. You know, a lot of people were made it sound like he was going to be the next Barry Sanders. And I mean, Bush is a good player. I mean, he's good catching the ball out of the backfield and running it once in a while on the third down. But you know, he's not an every down back. I mean, he's good. He's not great.
Right.
You know, he's like Kevin Falk, maybe, you know, and good third down back. Maybe he could do a little more than that. You know, he could return the football, but not a superstar running back.
Here we go.
This is going to affect the NFC East, you guys.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Another lineman.
Oh.
Wow.
Protecting that side, man. That's a good pick. They need
help on the
offensive
line. Yeah, that's a good pick.
They need help on the offensive line. They got a big ugly that a good old boy looks like that's going to be up in the Brotherly, city of Brotherly Love. And he's going to be either protecting Nick Foles or firing, not firing, but Michael Vick, but he's going to be protecting somebody on the left side, maybe on the right side, depending on where they
Michael
put
Vick. Michael Vick's smiling right now because he took a beating last season. And
yeah.
I don't care who the quarterback is, you got to protect the man. And this has got to be a record or close to a record at this point. Three of the first four picks are offensive tackles. But it is supposed to be a very deep draft for tackles, and they said a lot of them would go early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm a little, I would say a little bit surprised, but this guy's supposed to be very good. He's supposed to get be the third best offensive tackle on the board, and the Eagles were fortunate enough to get him. And right now, the who's on the clock after the Eagles?
Detroit.
Detroit Lions. What are the Detroit Lions going to do? Are they going to get a cornerback, which they surely need? Are they going to get a defensive lineman?
I don't know. Martin Mayhew is going to have to step up this year. He got to step up this year.
Well, they need a defensive lineman, and they definitely need a help on the back end. We'll see what happens.
They need a running back.
No,
I'll tell you.
What makes you think they need a They have Mikel LeSure, and they also have Reggie Bush, who they just got.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
That's right. I forgot
yeah.
about that. You're right.
Yeah. So,
I was still thinking about, you know, last year. I forgot that they got Reggie Bush. That's right, they do.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to draft a running back. Go ahead.
Another tackle might go early, DJ Fluker from Alabama. I mean, Alabama's going to have a lot of guys drafted.
Oh, no,
and
no,
guys...
don't you speak of him right now. I need him to call the ASIN. Please, do
yeah.
not speak of him right now. I don't need any teams listening.
Yeah, I don't know
I
if I'll stick around that long. But these Alabama guys, they're going into the NFL with three national championship rings. That's something. That's got to
okay.
be some kind of record.
Well,
and one of the toughest divisions in college football.
The toughest. You never know. You might luck out, but I don't think he's going to stick around that long.
But sometimes guys will drop.
They might trade up.
But I'll still take the GM in that slot, too.
Well, I'm gonna go down to all three of you guys are NFC East guys with the Cowboys, the Redskins, and the Giants. Going to go to Jeff first, then Black, and then Mikhail. What's your team need? That's what I'm asking you. What does your team need? What are you looking for your team to pick up in this draft? Talk to me, Jeff.
You know, Giants have a few needs. They need a linebacker. They need some youth on the offensive line. And the thing is, you know, the Giants, they have a draft strategy. Yeah, they need a linebacker. They don't like drafting linebackers. They maybe late in the draft, but not first round. You could look at their draft history. First round, they like defensive linemen, especially guys who can rush the passer, and they like defensive backs. I guess they figure you got good linemen, you got good backs, you can get away with average linebackers. And, they like the teams that draft well, you know, and besides the Giants, New England, Indianapolis, they draft guys who fit into their system. So they don't draft a guy who's a 4-3 defensive end and try to turn him into a linebacker. If you're going to do that with a late guy. Don't do that like the Jets did with Vernon Golston, because that didn't happen. So, I guess offensive, defensive line, the defensive back. But, you know, Giants sometimes pull out these surprises. And the thing is with Jerry Reese, he's made some very good picks and won a couple Super Bowls in his short tenure. So even if he does something questionable, the fans have a lot of confidence in him. So.
What about you, Black?
Like I said, I'm still campaigning for Ozzie Newsome or somebody, some type of rule to be put in so that we can drive the GM and grab a GM at 18. But with the switch to the 4-3 defense, I mean, we need help all along the offensive line, defensive line, and we need personnel for the 4-3. So it's a bank of dozens of things that we need, and I have no clue what Jerry is thinking in his mind tonight. I saw that he was at the Bush dedication while everybody else was getting their war rooms ready and preparing their list and going over the fight. Who knows, man? I have no clue, and I don't know what they'll do.
What's your account?
We desperately need defensive backs, whether it be corner or safety, but I would go with safety even more so. Next, we would need linebackers. We need at least one linebacker, and then we would need to look for Shanahan to scoop up another tight end and scoop up another running back.
Okay. Texans. We definitely need. I'm looking for them. I thought they would do it in free agency. They didn't. So I hope. And I'm praying that they pick up a very good wide receiver. We're in dire need of a wide receiver since we did get rid of Kevin Walter this past offseason, and we got rid of Jacoby Jones prior to that. So we're looking at the two young guys that we have now. Probably they feel that they haven't panned out. So we're looking for a big play wide receiver on the other side. And we're also looking for a linebacker, Connor Barwin, left, and we need somebody to replace his position. So we're looking for a outside linebacker also. And never hurting for a pass rusher also. And this is the last year for Matt Schaub. If he doesn't prove himself, I don't think he's going to be there next year. So we may be picking up a quarterback. Later on, sometime in the fourth or fifth round, somewhere around there, I think. So we'll see what happens. But I'm very confident we're going to do the right thing. And Mr. BS, cover of Madden, making a pick.
Wow.
And this guy.
Damn.
Ezekiel Ansa.
Damn. Yo, the Lions' defensive line is just wicked.
Wow. I say the defensive line, and I thought they were going to pick a cornerback, but I'm telling you, yeah, they're going to be laying some heat on anybody who's in the NFC North, talking about Jay Cutler, talking about Aaron Rodgers, talking about Christian Ponder. You're in for
please stop it. Please stop it.
And we got to play them Bamas, too.
You're talking about the Detroit Lions?
as good as this guy is, isn't he supposed to be a little raw?
Yeah, he's raw.
Please,
he's raw.
If he's the right guy, he'll put the work in. There's a lot of raw guys in this draft.
I can't believe this guy said Detroit Lions are good defense. Get out of here.
I said they're defensive line. I didn't say they got a good deep man. Come on now.
But this guy, with the tackles the Lions have, this guy's going to be able to get to the passer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he could, you know, who knows, and maybe not his rookie year, but he could be getting 20 sacks by his second year.
Exactly. Wow. The defensive tackles the Lions got. Oh, yeah. And then who they have on the other side? They just drafted another dude, even in the last 2 years.
So far this is pick number 5. We've had 3 offensive tackles and a two defensive ends. Not one offensive player in the first 5 picks. I don't know if that's ever happened in the history of the NFL.
Not one offensive skill player.
Yeah, offensive skill player, yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, offensive skill player. Yes, that's what I meant.
Well, there'll be a run. It'll come soon because there are guys who are worthy, and just around the corner, they'll start drafting the skill guys.
Wow, Cleveland didn't hesitate. Cleveland's pick is already in.
Wow. Most teams, just as a goof, they'll take the full time, you know, just to double check and see if there's any last minute offers.
Wow. So Cleveland, they're probably shocked that, or probably surprised that the first 5 picks, at least 2 or 3 of them.
They're jumping in. Dang.
And they're jumping at whatever pick they decided on this 6th pick. And pretty quick.
They couldn't wait to make this pick.
Yeah. So I got to see what the new regime.
They're bad card players.
Huh?
They're bad card players. You know, even if I was 100% sure who I wanted, I'd take at least a few minutes.
Hey, this is Cleveland. Come on, man. You know better. Come on.
I thought they had some new regime in there. You know, their owner's in some trouble. He might have to.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Team. Yeah.
Trouble. Big trouble.
Who do y'all think is going right here? I think D. Milner might come off the board.
I think they're taking a defensive back.
Anybody that draft him, they need to stay away from him, y'all.
I think they're taking a defensive back.
They're going to take Milner? I don't know. Well, you know what? That's Cleveland. That's on them. That's on them.
I think that boy
Milner is broken down already, man. He broke already.
Well, they said the pick was in. We're waiting for the commissioner to come to the podium with the pick. How long does it take? They're going to take the whole time anyway? Wow, that's crazy. What's your thought, guys? Who are you going to take here?
I don't have no idea. He about to tell us.
You know, they got a new regime in Cleveland, so we don't know their track record.
Woo! That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
What?
That is a good pick.
Wow. Wow.
But I didn't think, I thought he should have went before that other youngin. I'm surprised Miami took that other youngin. This youngin right here is going to be a monster. I was scared to death that the motherfucking Giants was going to pick up this bastard. I'm so happy. So fucking happy.
It wasn't the Giants. I wish you would have stuck around.
Wow.
Barkevious Mingo, the defensive end from LSU.
Barkevious Mingo.
Wow.
Yeah, Cleveland got him.
They must really like this cat.
Wow. Unbelievable.
All he needs one team to fall in love with you. But this guy, he's, believe me, if the Cleveland Browns didn't love him, someone else would have picked him up early.
Three defensive ends, three offensive tackles. Unbelievable. I've never seen a draft like this. I don't know if anybody else. I've watched every NFL draft. I've never seen in the first six picks. No offensive.
Yeah, this draft is for the big boys.
What's that?
Yep. This draft is for the big uglies.
Big uglies. That's what I call them. Big uglies.
Mm-hmm.
Uglies. Big boys. Big boys going to get paid this year. Big boys get paid this year. Everybody else taking back seat. Big boys are finally stepping up and getting paid. So now Arizona's on the clock. Okay. Talk to you guys. Arizona has one of the worst offensive lines in NFL. I think they allow the most sacks in the NFL. Where do they go? The three offensive tackles, the top three offensive tackles off the board. The defensive ends went off the board. Do they go skill players or do they go defense?
DJ Fluker is still on the board, and that Arizona offensive line is one of the worst in the league. They finally got a quarterback, but they got to keep the guy healthy.
Right? Black?
I just told him not to bring that name up, and he still brought it up.
Sorry.
Goodness. Come on,
who
man.
They got quarterbacking out there?
Well, they got
Carson Palmer.
Out there, I imagine that they're going to probably eventually get a quarterback. I don't know if they're going to do it in the first round in the seventh pick. I think they're probably going to wait at round or two.
No, Arizona, who's quarterbacking for them now?
Well, they brought in Carson Palmer. I mean, they had Larry Mullen Curley last year.
They might pick up Tavon.
Skelton and Cobb.
They might pick up Tavon Austin.
Don't say that, man. That's a bad word. Don't say that.
They might pick up Slim.
Yeah, well, that's a bad word. We kind of need a dynamic wide receiver on the other side from Andre Johnson. And I'm hoping that Tavon.
That ain't going to happen. I'm praying for you. I am. But it ain't going to happen.
I kind of doubt it. If not.
This youngin' ain't gonna make it out the ten. Ain't gonna make it. He not gonna make it out of the ten.
Okay. Well, then I'm looking for Hunter from, I think he's from Tennessee, or Robert Woods from USC. One of those two guys, I'm looking for him to get picked up by the Houston Texans. Preferably Robert Woods. I think he's a better skill, better route runner than the two wide receivers from Tennessee. So we'll see what happens. We got short time left on the show. You guys want to say anything before you leave, and we'll be able to see the rest of this draft for off air. I'll go with.
God damn, man! I thought y'all was gonna hang and watch the Joe.
No. So since you chimed up first, I want you to say your piece. And then I'll give it to Black and then Jeff, and I'm out of here after that.
Well, peace and blessings, brothers. I'll catch y'all next week. You know, hopefully this draft gets your team with what they need, except for Black. You know, Black, you know, your man, he going to run that team the way he wanted. That's that man's money. Stop. Get out of his pockets.
Okay. All right, Black, what do you got?
Oh, man, still from here, my fingers and my toes crossed, hoping the GM comes to us at the 18. If not, DJ Fluger, come on home. Any tackle, really, come on home with that 18 pick. But Jerry, please, I can't have another 2008-2009 fiasco. Make this draft count, please.
like to wish luck to my co-host and listeners. Hope your team has a good draft, but one of the odd things about the draft, you can't ever judge it right away. I mean, once in a while, it looks really bad, but sometimes you think it's lousy and it turns out to be good, and that's what makes the draft really odd. And you never know. So good luck to all.
Oh!
What? That's high for a guard. That's high.
Wow. Unbelievable.
What? Yeah, wow. They didn't take Tavon? Okay.
Unbelievable. You know what? Let me tell you something, man. This is the wackiest draft I have
ever.
His
father, and his father's big, too.
Wow. It's unbelievable they do need offensive line help. So they did get a good offensive lineman, but there's a lot of good skilled players left on the board, and the teams that need them least are going to reap the rewards of that. The ones that are on the bottom of the draft look like they're going to reap some of these prime-time skilled players, and teams with the weakest, quite naturally, picked up near the top of the draft are picking up offensive linemen and defensive linemen. I'm amazed. All I can say is this: I want to thank you guys for joining me. Go Texans! Give me something I can cheer for. I need a skilled player on the other side of Andre Johnson. And I'm telling you, 10 o'clock on Sunday on HBO, Game of Thrones is on. All I got to say is on Game of Thrones. For those people who have been watching it, you know what I'm talking about. For those who have not been watching Game of Thrones, you don't know what you're missing. With that being said, till next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will all be back again on the FSP Crew Show. We're out.